From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iceland's volcano continues to wreak havoc on global air travel. Clouds of ash forced airports to close in England, France, the Netherlands, and much of Northern Europe. Airline passengers remained in limbo as hundreds of flights between Europe and the U.S. were canceled. Staff at JFK International Airport in New York set up 100 cots for stranded passengers. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The route between New York and London is the second busiest in the world, and scores of passengers were finding their journey back to England or Ireland at an impasse. At JFK International Airport Terminal 4, English and Irish tourists were everywhere. Peter and Deb Drudge, with their son Jacob, were supposed to fly to London last night. They came back to the airport this morning at 6 a.m.
We still don't know when we're flying.
And how do you feel about it?
Well, it's, we've had a great time in New York and it's been a good holiday, but it'd just be nice to know, really.
You know, a volcano is a volcano. There's nothing they could do about it. So we've just got to go with the flow, as it were, and take it hour by hour, really.
A spokesperson for Continental Airlines said they had canceled more than 57 flights between the U.S. and Europe. Tim Smith is a spokesperson for American Airlines.
We've canceled literally 56 of our flights to and from Europe and U.K. today. And our only flights that are really operating are going into Spain and Italy, which are farther south, of course.
As to when they will get back into the airspace, he doesn't know, he said. He will roll with the punches.
They keep setting tentative times in which they hope to get back in, but that's happened literally two or three times since this began, and in every case it's been extended to a later date.
He's now hearing Saturday, but nothing is absolute. Mike Boyd is president of Boyd Group International, an aviation consulting firm. He's more pessimistic than Smith. He says it could be
3 weeks before things get back to normal.
He says, remember, one out of four people getting on airplanes in the U.S. are either directly or indirectly the result of international passenger demand.
That international passenger demand is about, 60% driven by Europe. So when Europe passenger demand drops off, Omaha gets hit.
Back at JFK, most travelers were philosophical. Terminal 4 put out 100 cots near the ticketing area, and many travelers were sitting, lying, eating, even making new friends. Jan Lyons was sitting on a cot waiting for a Virgin Atlantic flight to Heathrow that was supposed to leave yesterday. I asked her to describe the scene around us.
It's surreal. I just can't believe it's happening. It's like a dream. You sort of, but it's a bit more comfortable here than it was on the floor downstairs.
And have you got any information about when you think your plane is leaving for Heathrow?
No, none whatsoever. Nobody knows what's happening, and I think it just depends on when UK open the airspace.
You seem to be smiling. It's almost as if...
Well, I think if I wasn't, I'd be crying. Because we're in that situation, you can't do anything about it. Well, we can blame Iceland, can't we?
Most of the airlines say they will be as accommodating as possible, rebooking flights without penalties, giving full refunds when flights are canceled. But Tim Smith of American Airlines says there are many problems to think about when rebooking passengers. Later flights are already booked, and the airline is already using some of their biggest planes. So accommodating more passengers is not easy. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.